It's time to get behind the mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley on KFAR Radio, promoting all of our incredible nonprofit organizations that truly make Fairbanks the Golden Heart City. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Hello, happy Saturday, Interior Alaska. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, my name is Sarah Hollister. I'm the Executive Director of the United Way of the Tananaw Valley, and I am with my work BFF.
Your work husband?
Work husband.
Ride or
work
die.
Wife. I don't know. One of the two.
One of these things. that person who you share an office with?
Yes, Katie Yarrow.
Hi, everyone.
And if you are, if it's your first time tuning in, you've never listened to our show before.
Shame on you. No, I'm kidding.
But you're here now.
But you're here, and we're so glad you're here.
So
I was
we
kidding.
Appreciate that.
I'm kidding.
But we, every week, we like to get with one of our over 400 local nonprofits. We find out who they are, what they do, why they do it, and why it matters to you.
And how you can support them.
Find out more information. Because there's so much that so many people do in this community, specifically nonprofits, that they work to make this place a wonderful, amazing place to live and work.
And play. Yeah, our nonprofits, you know, they provide the social services. They provide a lot of the entertainment. They provide everything that makes our Golden Heart golden. And our guest today knows better than maybe most people the impact nonprofits can have in our communities and in our state. Who's our guest today, Sarah?
So today we have Lori Wolf. She is the president and CEO of the 4-Acre Group.
Ooh.
Yeah, which if you haven't heard of them, they are based out of Anchorage, but they are statewide services. So they have impacted your local nonprofits. Most of the nonprofits that you might frequent have definitely worked with 4-Acre at one time or
another. They know who 4-Acre Group is.
Yes. Sure. Hi.
Hi. Hi, Lori. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Staff here in Fairbanks, too.
You have a statewide team.
Yeah. And board members. And, you know, we're statewide.
You're beloved by all of the state.
Feelings mutual.
You know, if we have listeners that might have not heard of the 4-Acre Group, before I really got into the nonprofit world, I didn't necessarily know who you guys were.
Fair.
So can you just give us a little bit about who you are?
Yeah. So 4-Acre is a nonprofit. We serve nonprofits and tribal organizations across the state of Alaska. We are technically called two things. We're both a capacity building organization. I would say the regular way to talk about that is we strengthen nonprofits from the inside out, working with boards and staff and volunteers and really helping everybody just make it a little bit easier to achieve their mission. Mm-hmm. And we are also the State Nonprofit Association. So not every state has one of those, but Alaska does, and we're it. And what that means is that we are a nonpartisan nonprofit that takes on big public policy issues that impact the nonprofit sector. Mm-hmm. And we do all the research about nonprofits across the state of Alaska. So we're wearing a few hats. Yeah. All of those lead to strengthening nonprofits and tribes and the work that they do so that they can serve more Alaskans.
Yes.
There go.
Yeah. That's a lot.
It's a lot. But you guys are kind of the heartbeat of the nonprofits.
I mean, kind of.
Well, you know, I mean,
or the resuscitator sometimes.
You know, we like to work with nonprofits ourselves. We do a lot of the fundraising aspect. But when I'm a nonprofit and I need help, say, with governance, I need help with policy making, I need to rewrite my bylaws. There's only one organization that I'm going to call, and that's 4-Acre to help us out with that. Because you guys really do. You can kind of step in. I know just from our experience, you know, you can, one, provide lots of different trainings. You guys offer just a slew of different trainings. Yeah. And then I'll support. So if you are having a very specific issue that probably you feel like is specific to your nonprofit, but it's probably pretty common, you can go to 4-Acre and they can help guide you, you know, even something as like, you know, you need a new executive director. Your executive director might be moving on of your nonprofit. You sit on a board, you'd call 4-Acre and they guide you through that process. So many ways you're able to touch.
Yeah, we touch groups in so many ways. We, like you said, the educational opportunities, mm-hmm. everything from free to really intensive kind of cohort based experiences that go over many months across a year. We provide what the rest of the world would call consulting, but what we think of as really organizational development, kind of one by one by one by one, really customized support, just really meeting groups exactly where they are. For exactly what they need to take their next step, whatever that might look like, working with board staff and volunteers. You know, I think it's important to remember most of our nonprofits have no staff, so we're always working with volunteers in some form or another, right? And so, you know, it can be really like very kitchen table kind of work, or it can be very formal, in a boardroom, official kinds of things. And that's all good. And then we offer, we have a line of business we call shared services. This is really back office services. Lots of organizations, you know, they just don't have the capacity to do their own accounting or do that hiring that you talked about. And so we do that on the backside. We're like the backbone for nonprofits. You don't really see us, but we're back there doing the work for organizations so they can do the thing that they love, which is the mission part. And then we do have a fiscal sponsor entity we call Sultana, which is the Dena'ina name for 4-Acre. And we offer fiscal sponsorship mostly for collaborative adventures that where groups are thinking about how to do something better together. So, happy to. Our website is like four staff combined into one place. So we do just encourage people to go to our website and check it out and just find a, you know, just, and if you don't know, just pick up a phone or get on an email and type us a message, and we're happy to redirect you to what you need. Really importantly, don't let price be the barrier. Lots of thoughts out there about, oh, I can't afford 4-Acre. That's not true. So just call us. We're happy to work with lots of people. And right now we have a ton of free services, all helping organizations navigate the federal policy and funding shifts that are going on. So we're calling all of that rapid response. It's all free. So we'd love people to call.
Yeah.
And what number is that they're calling?
Well, actually, when I say call, I really think the most of the way. I mean, you're welcome to call. It's
907-743-1200.
That's fine. But mostly people are going to go on our website. They're going to click on that contact now button.
Yes.
And it's just going to be info@4acregroup.org. And that's just going to, you know, they're just going to say, like, I don't know what I need, but I need something. And then we'll direct people to the right spot.
Yep. And if you are just tuning in, we are chatting with Lori Wolf. She's the president and CEO of the 4-Acre Group.
And this is Behind the Mission.
Got to say our name. So, you know, you guys do a lot of work with nonprofits. How did this all start? Where did the idea for, you know, being kind of the support for all these local nonprofits, where did that come from?
Well, actually, we were born out of the United Way of Anchorage.
Oh, you don't say.
I was a United Way employee once upon a time. So way back in the day, United Way of Anchorage was mostly populated with oil executives who were all doing amazing work on the North Slope that is referred to as shared services, or really back office consolidated services. And so they were all sitting in a strategic planning session, and a couple of them said, like, I wonder what it would look like to do shared services for nonprofits. And that's what got written down as a one-line sentence in a strategic plan almost 30 years ago. And from that, we just kept thinking about what that means. And really, we give a ton of credit to the late Elmer Rasmussen, who said, oh, yeah, that's a great idea, but it can't just be for Anchorage, and it can't just be for human service organizations, which back then, that's what United Way and Anchorage focused on. It has to be statewide, has to be for all nonprofits, has to be for tribal organizations. It has to be all for all of Alaska. It has to work in urban Alaska and rural Alaska. It really just has to work in all the places. And so we give him lots of credit for taking a pretty simple idea and making it a very amazing idea statewide.
Expansive and inclusive.
Really great. And I've been with 4-Acre since the beginning. Officially, we came out of the United Way in 2001.
Oh, so you were the founder.
Founder. Well, Dennis McMillan is technically the founder, but I came along right beside him.
You were ground level.
Right beside him. Yeah. And then he was the first CEO. He ran the United Way of Anchorage and 4-Acre for a little hot minute, and then that's for fun. And then I became CEO in 2015. So.
Oh, yeah. So he didn't stay CEO.
He stayed CEO. And then they in 2015 he retired. They did a nationwide search, and well, here I am, still doing
there you
it.
Go.
Yeah, very having neat. A great time.
They did a nationwide search, and they're like, "You,
yeah,
right next to him." You.
I really love when Alaska. Well, I like it when Alaska groups do that. That's really important to me. I think we should all compete at the national level. You know, that's important.
Yes. We'll do nationwide searches and then pick the person in the office.
I think it's important. I like it.
But that's okay. That means that's the right person.
Yeah, that's the
right person.
I think Alaskans sometimes need that, right?
Yeah.
I know I did.
To be reminded, I was always the best. Very cool. Oh, what a cool history. And it's so important. You know, my history with 4-Acre is I was able to take their nonprofit management class, which if you are listening and you do work closely with nonprofits, they have this kind of like a boot camp, I'd say.
Yeah.
For nonprofit executive directors of just here is everything that you need to know. Here's the start of everything. Obviously, you can't go too deep in anything, but you get the general idea of all the things that you're dealing with the board, dealing with employees. You know, that's something that they don't necessarily teach you is how to deal with everybody's different kind of personalities, and as an executive director, you want to make sure you help manage all of that, and so Lori was my teacher, so I have a special place in my heart for her.
Because some of us nonprofits have some really big personalities.
Yes.
Small teams, big personalities.
And a lot of people care. And I'd say it's a caring thing. A lot of people care a lot. And people can care differently. And so how do we make those?
How do we align everyone? How do we channel?
Well, yeah, Alaska's nonprofits are so diverse in what they do, mm-hmm. and so those rooms are pretty amazing. We are actually right today, we have cohort 25 meeting in our office today.
Aww. Yes.
A bunch of statewide people all coming together, and my favorite thing about that the nonprofit management course is that it really creates a network of support. I love you were saying to me earlier, I still talk to those folks.
Yep.
And, I really think, it's great to get the learning and the experience. And we often say, we're not going to give you all the answers, but we're going to help you know what the questions are.
Mm-hmm.
And then to create that network of support across Alaska, because you often do it. It can be a little bit lonely in this work sometimes, mm-hmm. and it is a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
Nonprofit work is not for the faint of heart. And so just knowing that you've got this network that you can always reach out to say hey, have you tried that? Or do you know about that? Or what about this? Is that for us is so much what we're about, is trying to create that network of support across mm-hmm. Alaska.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as with anything, it's always important to know you're not alone.
Yeah,
100%. Like you said, being
right.
an executive of any organization can be terribly isolating. But like you said, none of these problems are.
And that goes
definitely
for
unique.
Development people, that goes for marketing people, it's like whatever field you whatever line you're traveling in the nonprofit space, but also board members. I think, every nonprofit has a board. You're required to have at least three on your board, but most have way more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And most of our boards, they're learning by osmosis. Nobody actually told them how to do their job. And so they're trying to figure it out. Right. And so that's a lot of the work that we do, is help people not have to learn by osmosis. A lot of support all along the way.
Very cool.
We're
going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be talking with Lori Wolf, the president and CEO of the 4-Acre Group, when we get back.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. We'll continue after this short break on KFAR Radio.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll we'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 5050 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 5050 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it, sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 5050 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
The United Way of the Tanana Valley's mission is to improve the lives of every person by mobilizing the caring power of our community. We inspire others to join us in supporting our local nonprofits that serve our friends and neighbors by providing life-changing services here in Interior Alaska. To learn more about how you can give, advocate, and volunteer with us, please contact our office at 907-452-7211 or go to our website at unitedwaytananavalley.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today, from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m., Behind the Mission with the United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the Archives section. Weekend just got local with KFAR Radio.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Hello, Interior Alaska. Thank you so much for sticking around with us. This is Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. My name is Sarah Hollister.
And I'm Katie Yarrow.
Katie Yarrow. And we have a super special guest, Lori Wolf, President and CEO of the 4-Acre Group, who just pointed out something
to me. She just schooled us during this commercial break, y'all.
So, you know, we were kind of on the assumption we have 400, a little over 400 nonprofits, 645 nonprofits
in the North Star Borough.
Fairbanks North Star Borough. 645. Let me just say that number again. That's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's insane. And that's from census data, is that correct?
No, that's from the data that we collect from the IRS. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the IRS master file.
Excellent.
Wow.
Yeah.
So those
learn
are all
something new every day.
And, you know, and I think just importantly, that's, you know, that number is always a little bit in flux, but it doesn't change all that much, right? The total number of nonprofits across our state hasn't really changed over a decade. Who's in and who's out, the influx of people coming and going, though that does change for sure. But the overall numbers, they don't really change that much.
And we have a lot of nonprofits. It's because of how our system is set up with
grants. We don't have a county system of government in Alaska, so our nonprofits are doing the work that most county governments would do in the lower 48. So, for example, when I ask most people, like, what's the first nonprofit you have interacted with in a day? And they say, well, I don't know. You know, they start talking about whatever they're talking about. And I say, well, did you turn on your lights? And they say, and I go, well, there you go, right? So for most of us, right, like almost 80% of Alaskans get their lights, their utilities from nonprofits, right? So their electricity. So, you know, just thinking about that stuff like that, that makes Alaska very different in many ways. And so our nonprofits are very, like I said, very diverse in their in what they're delivering. That's not when most people think about nonprofits, that's not what they think about. They're thinking about like the food bank and which they should. And all the safety net stuff, which is great. We want them to think about that stuff. But then there's all the other stuff.
And that's a huge reason of why we started this show is to kind of bring that to light. Go, you know, you might not think of this business as a nonprofit, but they are.
Yeah,
and here's why they're important. Because, you know, and also like a huge argument that sometimes we have to make is, you know, nonprofits are businesses too.
Absolutely. That little C in the 501C, 3, 4, 6, 12, there's 32 different flavors of nonprofits, right? That stands for corporation, right? We always say you're a business with a triple bottom line, mission, money, and community. You don't, you know, you're not just making money to make money, and you're raising money so that you can do more mission, right? Yep. And which benefits community. That's why we exist. It's always bigger than all of us. And but absolutely, the IRS is, and we are more heavily regulated than most businesses as well. So, yeah, all eyes are on us for sure.
Exactly. And how like I think we talked a little bit about workforce. How yeah. big is...
Well, in the North Star like, borough, it's yeah. roughly 16% of total employment in your borough. And just for some context, yeah. right, about 10% of the nation's workforce is our work in nonprofits. So you're above average. Yeah. Good job, friends. You're above average. For sure, in Alaska, healthcare drives those right. numbers. In most communities, the nonprofit healthcare system is a big employer. Mm-hmm. That's certainly true. The largest nonprofit in Alaska is Providence. Mm-hmm. Obviously a major employer. So and in Fairbanks as well. So, you know, I think that your healthcare is definitely driving the number, but even if you take healthcare out of that, right? And I just again to kind of put that in context, right? 16% of the workforce, but let me also just say, right, 80% of all nonprofits have no staff. So you're either talking about really small grassroots mm-hmm, organizations right. with no staff, or you're talking about organizations with, you know, that are just small businesses, really. 50 employees or less is the right. is the norm, right? Yeah. And then there's a couple of big kids.
Yeah.
just a little sprinkling.
Yeah, just a little sprinkling. A
couple of us over
mostly
there.
Mostly in healthcare. Yeah, mostly in healthcare. Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah. So you are visiting today to present...
At the chamber.
Yes. So this is broadcasting on Saturday, but we're recording on Tuesday.
Yeah, it's true. But you have some interesting things you're going to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to talk about what we just talked about, right? I think I'm always up for a little myth busting about, you know, what the sector does or doesn't do when it comes to Alaska's economy and how really in Alaska, just because of our population, we really need all three sectors working together at the same time to make any industry in Alaska work. So we'll be talking about that, right? Mm-hmm. The Chamber's super interested in all the other industries that are operating here. And so, you know, we just weave the nonprofit sector into that. So we'll talk about that a little bit, do a little myth busting there. And then certainly we'll talk about, again, kind of the impacts of what's happening at the federal level in terms of funding for Alaska mm-hmm. on our economy and what that looks like for the whole state, but also what that looks like for our nonprofits and just how we leverage federal dollars in our state for all sorts of other things. You know, lots of nonprofits don't get any federal money, but it doesn't mean that they're not impacted by the decisions that are being made.
Right.
And it doesn't really matter who you voted for, and it doesn't really matter, you know, what your politics are.
What matters is the reality. This is what's happening.
What matters is how people are going to continue to provide the service that people count on.
Right.
So we're going to have to figure that stuff out, and I think it starts with just some truth-telling about what that looks like. So that's what we're going to do today at the Chamber.
Oh, we love it.
Mm, yeah.
Well, hopefully y'all were there.
Because
yeah.
we were.
We were. This is the future.
Very neat.
Yeah, but I think it's just thank you for being here, for providing that information, and for supporting. And like you said, it really is about all of these different sectors and industries and the state coming together. It's almost like Lori maybe said that united is the way.
United.
Mm. You like to throw that in.
Maybe.
I should have said that.
I'm maybe. Sure. I mean,
united
maybe?
Is the way.
I should have said that.
But it is.
You
it's
did
true.
Say that.
It's true.
Yeah. In so many words.
We've got to stick together.
Yeah, I do think, I mean, Alaskans are remarkable at that. One of the pieces of data I'll share, right? We rank 5th in the nation in volunteerism in our state. Like, that's pretty amazing.
That is really good.
I know, right? And even when in the pandemic, volunteerism went down all across our country. And it went down here in Alaska, too, but we stayed right there in that 5th in the nation spot. And I think and that's just the formal volunteering that we can capture. That doesn't count, like, you know, when you go check on your neighbor or you help them get out of a ditch in a snowstorm or, you know, it doesn't even count all that stuff. And, I'm a born and raised girl. I just I take a lot of pride in our state about really coming together and helping each other. And nobody's questioning each other's politics before when you do that. You're mm-hmm. just helping your neighbor.
Right.
And I think that's really important and not to be lost in a kind of atmosphere where people feel pretty divided. I just feel like in Alaska, we can kind of transcend some of that stuff. And volunteerism is often the way that we do that.
Exactly. Because we can all find a cause that we care about
to
come together over.
Everybody wakes up in the morning and goes like, oh, I really care about that thing. And that thing probably is a nonprofit, whether you know it or not.
Yeah. Or there's a nonprofit who also cares deeply
about that thing. That's right. That's right. Yep.
Perfect. So we encourage all of you to look into United Way, look into 4-Acre, find that thing.
Yeah.
Find that thing that you care about and see how you can help. And whether that's financially, whether that's giving of your time, whether that's lending your voice to the cause and advocating for it on a local, state, federal level.
Yeah, or just checking in with people that are doing that work on the board or in the staff and just going like, hey, I see you.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing that work in my community. Yeah.
Because so much of it is invisible and behind the scenes.
Absolutely.
So letting them know that what they're doing is working, that it matters, that you see it, that they're doing a good job, because they are. They are doing their best with what they have. And, you know, sometimes those words of affirmation are necessary. Mm-hmm. And you know what? And if you want to go, hey, what do you guys need? Do you guys need donations?
Yeah.
Do you need items? Do you need volunteers? Do you guys need snacks?
I mean, people always need snacks, I think.
I mean, most of the time. And I mean, I don't know. I'm a sole parent, so people always joke with me. That's the best thing about, you know, a single mom is she always has snacks.
It's always snacks. So, Lori, you guys do some advocacy work in Juneau. So
yeah, we do.
Tell me a little about that.
Yeah. Well, we're probably best known for, in the positive world, around the creation of Picklick Give.
Okay.
So that was us, along with some amazing partners across the state, Rasmussen Foundation and United Way of Anchorage and the Alaska Community Foundation all coming together. But we wrote that original piece of legislation and hired that lobbyist and moved that bill through, and just really so proud of how Alaskans have shown up to that very uniquely Alaskan program outside of, again, outside of politics. Like, regardless of what's happening with the dividend, Picklick Give is still going strong and doing amazing things. And so, and now it lives at the Alaska Community Foundation. They're doing a great job at stewarding that program.
Yep. Sure.
So that was the kind of our first like toe in the water.
Yep. Yeah.
It was a long time ago. These days we're focused on a little harder topics, but definitely still in the nonpartisan camp or the bipartisan camp. At the state level, we're talking a lot about what we're calling prompt payment, which is helping the state pay our nonprofits, local governments, and tribes on time. And so we're focused a lot on that right now. And at the federal level, we're mostly just focused on helping nonprofits just navigate this really challenging environment that they're operating in. Not taking a political stand on that, just helping groups move through and understand what's happening. So we do have a page on our website where people can just get the latest information about the executive orders that impact nonprofits, the current state of funding, any news articles that are not behind paywalls. We're resharing those. So just really a one-stop and a trusted voice and resource for nonprofits all across Alaska around this issues around federal impact.
Which is perfect. Very cool. 'Cause like you said, it doesn't really matter where you stand. What matters is this is what's happening and this is how we can navigate it.
And everybody's got to navigate it, right? So we're just mostly here to help people figure it out.
Yes. Very cool.
Which is great.
Well, we've got a couple minutes left, but do you want to let people know just kind of how to find out more information?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, our website is, it can be a lot, right? So I would just say, click around, have some fun, pull on all the things. There is this report that I'm going to present on, if you missed it, at the Chamber this week. it's in our, it's on our website, and it's called our Economic Impact Report, and people can download that, and there's some interactive tools, and you can just really go crazy, so I encourage people to do that. And then there's, an update on all of the policy issues that we're tracking. There's other reports on there. But then again, all those resources that people can go to. And if you get lost, just hit info@4acregroup.org and reach out to us and we'll help you take the next step.
Perfect. Well, Lori, thank you so much for joining us and for all the information.
Yeah.
And for like we said, I think I said heartbeat, but you said backbone, and
I
backbone.
Like that.
Thank you for being the backbone and standing us all up
standing
in our great state.
Standing us up when we're in our flux.
Yeah, you guys can be the heartbeat. I'm happy to be the backbone.
Yeah, you just be that strong.
Both important. Both important. All right.
Well,
I think we're wrapping up. But for those of you who are tracking our coat drive, you got one day left. Today's Saturday. Yep. we're doing coat drive through Sunday. You can drop off any new or used coats, boots, snow pants, specifically kids. We need kids' sizes.
Clean out your closets.
Those kiddos get cold, y'all.
They grow fast.
Yes, they do. They grow so darn fast. But you can drop those coats off at Bailey's Furniture or Walden, who are the sponsors. And thank you, KTVF, for partnering. And we will talk at you next week.
You have been listening to Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. To listen back to this or any of our other local programs, simply click on the archives page at kfarradio.com. Behind the Mission has been a presentation of the United Way and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.